Okay, Boker Tov. Today's talk about Kuf Beis in Shabbos. Right from the top of the page we left off yesterday, Mishnah says as follows. Hazorik v'niska me'acha she'yotza mi'ado. You threw a ball, and at the time you threw it, you forgot that it was Shabbos, and you forgot that it was also to throw the ball. By the time it landed, though, after it left your hand, you remembered. Now already you're amazed because you know it's Usur. So you might say, yeah, but what's done is done. So we'll see. The Gemara will explain at the end that by itself, as long as you remember before, you're putt. Now you're amazed. Amazed is worse than shogeg, right? Normally, yes, for a carbon, you have to be a shogeg. For amazed, it's worse, but you didn't start it off that way. So in this case, you'd be putt. You're like off on a technicality. Why? Because you're not going to be chayv. No one's going to kill you. There was an Edom and Asra. You didn't know about it before. You forgot before. But you're not chayv a chatas because chatas has to be a shogeg. You have to have, do it what we call inadvertently or not have known, missing knowledge. You didn't know that it was Shabbos. You didn't know that it was Usur during the entire period of the action. And here, by the time it landed, you would remember it already. So you're potter. So it's, of course, you can't do it. You didn't, but when you started off originally, you weren't thinking about it. So I was like, "Pinuska machshiyatsim yado kolta." Or now the Gemara is going to ask. Gemara is going to assume the havmina. This is all one non case. I remembered, and then koltacher. Somebody else intercepted it. Somebody else grabbed it. I threw it to land over there, and somebody hopped it in the middle, or called the kelev, or a dog went and got it. You know, a dog like to jump up and catch it in their mouth. Right. That's right. It's as if you, because it didn't land the way you planned it to land in all these cases. So the Gemara is going to assume that these are, that this is one long case, that you remembered, and then when you remembered afterwards, somebody else grabbed it, or a dog grabbed it, or it got burnt up, somehow a fire came along and burnt it up. In all those cases, you're potter. But the Gemara is going to assume that you forgot about it, you know, you first, when you threw it, you didn't know it was Shabbos, and then you remembered. Viniski, you remember it was Shabbos. And then somebody grabbed it. Now the Gemara is going to ask about that. The Gemara is going to come out that it's really separate cases. In any of the cases, excuse me, I'm not chai. Why? Because in the first case, it wasn't the shogeg when it landed. I was already amazed. I knew about it. And I'm potter. Potter of Elazar, not chai of a carbon. In the other cases, it didn't do what you wanted it to do. I meant to throw it to land over there. Somebody else intercepted it. So it wasn't my action that caused it to land. Remember, you're only chayv to do an akira and an ocha. Like, for example, if I did the akira, back to the first page in the Masechet, if I did the akira and you did the hanocha, vice versa, we're both potter of a loser. Because you have to do an akira and an ocha. So here, my akira is throwing, picking it up and throwing it and landing over there. My either directly putting it down or my action throwing it. Here, somebody else came and intercepted it in the middle. No, so in this case, even if you knew it was Shabbos, we're going to come out, even if you knew it was Shabbos, this isn't all the case. We're called to Acher, called to Kelebo, you knew it was Shabbos, but again, if you knew it was Shabbos and you knew what you're doing is Usur, you're Potter anyway from a carbon, even if it landed, because it's either you're Chayiv Amezid or you're not Chayiv anything. It is either there is a Minasra or not. If, let's say, you knew it was Shabbos, but there was no Edom in Asra, there was no Edom and no witness, but you knew what you were doing, Amezid, then God will get you for doing being a bad boy.
But if you knew the was caused by the dog, then right. You're Potter, right?
You're Potter, even if the dog didn't catch it. If I knew it was Shabbos, I say, I don't care. I know it's Shabbos, and I take the ball and I throw it. Now, what did I did a bad thing. I did a mlacha. But there was no Edom in Asra, so I'm not going to get killed for it. I can't bring chayv a carbon. Right. The shogeg means I didn't know that it was Usur, or I didn't know that it was Shabbos. That's when I'm chayv. That's when I'm chayv a carbon. I didn't know. I threw the ball, or I picked it up and walked with it. Either one. So here we'll see: is this several cases, or the first case? Zark lasukabur. Let's say I threw it to cause damage, bein ba'adam, bein behema, and an animal, or at a person or an animal. So again, my intention was to do a chabur on Shabbos, which is also a malacha. Viniska, and then I remembered you're not supposed to do that on Shabbos. You're not supposed to do it any of the time, but let's say especially on Shabbos. Achilu nasas chabur. You remembered before you did the chabur. Also, your potzer because you were mazed at the time that did the chabur. Is that klal? Here's the rule. Kol chayv chatos. Anything chayv chatos. Ein chayavin. Achet tichlas musav shkaga. The rule is chatos. Is chatos is only when the beginning and the end was all with a shkaga. What happens if you knew in between? We'll talk about that. Lassen Skagen Vesaf and Zadin, or Chlassen Zadin Vesaf. If you knew either at the beginning or you knew at the end, Turin, Achei Chlassen Vesaf Vesaf. The beginning and the end has to be Vesaf. That's the klal. Now the Gemara is going to assume, says, if I threw the ball, and then I remembered after it left my hand, and a dog, let's say, intercepted it, then I'm putter. Let's say the dog, because we're assuming it's one case. Let's say the dog didn't intercept it. I threw it. I forgot that it was Shabbos. I threw it. And then, before it landed, I remembered that it was Shabbos. Oh, no, if it landed directly. Chayev. Chayev Aliska, but I remembered in between. At the time that it landed, I was amazed. So what do you do with that? Omer Rav Kana. So we're going to have several answers until we come up with the final answer that they're separate cases. Omer Rav Kana, Seif Asmur Lechto Masa. The Seif is speaking about where I had a bolt and a cord. In other words, a bolt and a cord was used to tie down, loads on a donkey. So let's say I had that in my hand and I threw it, holding the cord in my hand, but I threw the bolt. So that's what it's speaking about over there. That the Seifa, when it says that Tchilasa Masaf Mishkoga, is speaking about where Alechta and Masna. Rashi explains, second Rashi in Lechta Masaf, Chavel Kloma, Lomatuk the Seifa El Bazarik Lechta Koshru Lechevel, Kotten Kedarko, Vaochez Achevel, I'm holding the cord in my hand, Ukshanisker, Hayabiyar Alachas. When I remembered, I could have kept the Chevel, I could have kept the lack of Zrik and not throw it all the way. And then, like it was right, it shouldn't land. I could have pulled it back and land. Hilka also showed myself amazing because at the end, I could have held it back and I didn't. Potter, Avazorik Shor Bechevitz. But if I threw just a ball or an item, and I remembered Shekshenisker, I can't hold it back. Normally, I throw a ball once it left. Oh, I remembered. So what does it help now? The ball's on the way already. I can't hold. I can't go get it back. So that's cool. Shogeg. The nisker returning bereishas shmina and rabusa the afgav the nisker lo mifter mechatas elim can call. According to this point that the Gemara was saying, that if I threw a ball, I forgot it was Shabbos, and then I remembered while I was on the way, but I can't get it back now, even though I remembered in the middle of Shabbos, I'm still chayev according to that shot. The safe is only speaking about where I could hold it back. I'm not safe from left the masna. Where I left the masna, og de biyaru, that's not throwing. That's in your hand. Throwing something by definition means it's in my hand, I throw it, it leaves my hand. Here it didn't leave his hand. How can you say that's throwing? Kagon, so Gemara says, Kagon Shinaskavalas Chabura. Okay, so forget about it, not just throwing. My intention was to make a Chabura. So in a Chabura, I can hold even a part of it still in my hand, I can still make a Chabura with the other hand. But that says the Mishnah already mentioned a Chabura. If the ratio of the Mishnah, if you're saying the Seif is speaking about Kagon Shinaskavalas Chabura, and then I changed my mind, or I remembered that it was, I had a kavanah to make a chabur. Then I remembered that it's Shabbos, so I'm potter because it's not. That Mishnah already mentioned that. It's Zorik Lasa Chabura, Bein Bara Membecha, Bein Nizkach Lasa Chabura, potter. So that's the same thing. What is the Seif teaching me? If the Seif is Chabura, then this is all the same as the Mitziyasa. Elam Rava B'mavir. So he says, you know what? The Seif is speaking about not throwing. It's speaking about where I was walking it across. So if I remembered in the middle, then it's amazing. Why? Because I could have stopped. So I could have stopped. So now it's amazing. And if it's amazing, I'm potter from Shogeg. I'm potter from Chatas. Elam Rab Maverick. Marvazak Klal Dekonias Rikikoy. The Mishnah speaking of throwing things. I throw it. I remember I throw it. It got intercepted by the dog. I throw it to make a Chabura. It's a Zorak Lasa Chabura. Everything is Zorak. Zakal, here's a rule. The rule is going on Zorak. It's not giving me a new case of Mavir. No, we're not talking about the rope anymore now. That was the first answer. First answer. Right, because it's still in his hand. So the first answer was is that he could have pulled it back, but that's not even thrown because the part's in his hand, so that's not thrown. Yeah. Then he couldn't get it back anymore. No, once he threw it, it presumes he threw it, it's gone. It's on its way already. Gravity will pull it down before he can grab it. Elam Rava B'Mavir. What was that called? We're not talking about Mavir. Elam Rava Tartik Tani. They're two separate cases. Like we explained when we first learned the Mishnah. Hazorik Nisker Me'achas Yatsumi Ado. If you threw it and then you remembered after it left your hand, in that case you're also Potter. Why? Because when it did the Hanacha, it was already amazing. You knew what you were doing. Inami. Or another case, Lo Nisker. You didn't remember, but you didn't do the Hanacha. because you threw it to land over there, and a dog came and intercepted in the middle. Hinami lo nisker for kol ta'acher. Somebody else grabbed it. Somebody else intercepted. I'll call it the caliph or a dog. Oh, should it smoke? Then you're pucks. So it's separate cases. That's the pasuk in the Mishnah. That's really how you learn the Mishnah. Rav Ashi wants to establish the first way that he wanted to say it's all one case. He says, like, Sir Masaroch, then say it. Hazorik v'diskam achshi yasum yado. You threw it. And then you remembered after it left your hand. You remembered. And then it's still, but it's one case. Kol ta'acher. But then after you remembered, somebody else intercepted it, or called a chelav or a dog, Oshin Isra, or it got burned up, Tatar. Hanachachayev, like the first, like the first wanted to say. It says, ah, it's one case. So if I remembered in middle, after I threw it, before the dog intercepted it, and then it landed, the dog didn't intercept it, it landed, Chayev. Why? Because I never made it land. Somebody else made it land. I wanted it to land over there. Somebody else intercepted it. It wasn't my action that caused the landing. Okay. But let's say, but it's still one case. I remembered. Okay, so let's say nobody intercepted it, and it landed eventually. It's not Yechayev. So what? So that? So we had the problem before. Yechayev, it's not beginning and end in show. When Yechayev, now he explains it. I remembered, but then at the time it landed, I forgot again. It was a long pass, and my mind isn't that good. First, I remember the Shabbos. Then I got caught with something else on the land that I forgot it was Shabbos. I was so busy seeing if it would hit the 100-yard line or not. But if you didn't remember, if you didn't forget again, then you're potter. Why should call chayav chatos and chayav not chatos himself and shargal? Like the state of the Mishnah says, the more likely explanation is obviously the Mishnah that it's separate cases. If I remembered, it's not a shogeg anymore. Or if somebody else intercepted it, even if I continued forgetting, I didn't cause it to show. If ma again, as anilo chayav. Ani lo chayav, nachon. Gam hu lo chayav. Gam hu lo chayav. Hu asa anacha, but lo asa akira. Nachon. In terms of bringing a carbon, yes, of course. Zeh akal, by coming to shul, it's on the honor system. Zeh akal, kol chay v'chatos. Itmar. Shtei amas, let's say, here's an instance. Let's say I did two amas p'shogei, shtei amas mezim, shtei amas p'shogei. Okay, I started walking with something. Okay, or throwing something. That's going to be the shiloh over here. You throw it or you walk with it. I did two amas. Remember, you have to carry your amas b'shus rabim to be chayav. So let's say I did two amas b'shogi. Then I remember two amas. I knew what I was doing. I knew it was Shabbos. And then I forgot again. Shabbos b'shogi. Rabba mar potter, rabba mar chayav. Rabba says you're potter, and rabba says you're chayav. And we'll see there's really no machlokas. Why? They're talking about two different cases. Rabba mar potter, rabba says you're potter. Even a contrary mulil, we had him before. We'll have him later on. Damar ein yedil chatzishir. What does yediyah mean? Yediyah means I have to know what I did, right? I have to know that it's Shabbos. So is there a yediyah for a chatzi shir, where he only did two amas, or three amas, or one amas, not the full shir? Even a contrary mulil says, the ein yediyah l'chatzi shir, that's not considered a yediyah. So you might say, well, it's not a yediyah, so I should be chayav over here, because there was no yediyah, and the two amas doesn't count. It's too small. A yediyah says, no, I did the whole thing b'yisr. Right, I have to know what I did as usher. Knowing about two amas doesn't count. When he finished it, it was b'shogeg. What does that mean? He means that he did two amas in one yediyah. Actually, the case that he says over there, Rashi says, brings down the case, is where, let's say, he writes two letters. The chayev write two letters. Writing on Shabbos is chayev. So he wrote one letter. Then he remembered about it. Then, some time passed, and he wrote the other letter. Also, each time, he had forgotten that it was Shabbos, but he remembered in between. So therefore, he calls it Shabbos, the Mechayim Leil, Ba'os HaShniyah, he says, Yechayim for the second one. Ay, what do you mean? There was two different Helems, there was two different knowledges, because he forgot in between. Because, Ba'os HaShniyah, Nigmar HaShir, V'af Hu B'Shogeg, there he says Yechayev, and because knowing about, remembered, oh, that one letter doesn't count, because knowing about a chatzijir doesn't count. Aval hocha b'shteim tzios shein b'mezid nigmar hashir, the shir was completed. Can farsh v'azol b'mavir b'shteim tzios mezid. Over here, when he knew about it, he completed the whole shir. So there, Rabbi Gamliel says what? Even Gamliel says here, Rabbi Gamliel says there Yechayev because he's saying chatzijir hosn b'chi gomer shir b'shir b'shogi gomer. When he finished it, he finished the shiur b'shogeg. Therefore, he says, you're chayav, aval halcha de b'mezid, but over here, when you finish the b'mezid, you're potter, because when you finish the whole shiur, there you say, okay, any deal, chatzi shiur, meaning you only know, you found out, you realize you wrote one letter doesn't, no knowledge about one letter doesn't count. So when I finished writing, when I had another forgetfulness, and I wrote the second letter, so I wrote at the end of the day, I wrote two letters, and when I finished the second letter, it's b'shogeg. But over here, when I finished the shiur here being four amas, there the shiur is two letters. When I finished the shiur over there, two letters, I finished b'shogeg chayim. Here, when I finished the shiur of four amas, it was b'mezid. Therefore, he says, you're potter here too. Afilu r'muil, again, domar ein yidil chatzi shiur, and therefore that knowledge doesn't count, so I didn't have a knowledge in between, and therefore when I wrote the second letter, I'm chayiv, hosn d'chigomar shiur b'shogeg, he finished b'shogeg, and there shogeg is an advantage in terms of being chayiv a carbon, right? Shogeg, even though it's lesser of a sin, but it's more of a sin in terms of being chayiv a carbon. So hosn d'chigomar shiur b'shogeg, gomar avalach d'mezid, he finished the shiur of amas b'mezid, but he wouldn't say you're chayiv. Well, my, what are we speaking of? Ibazark, if you threw it, shogeg, why is it a shogeg? Once you throw it, it's like one long action. If you shogeg, you can't stop it anymore. Elu b'maver, speaking about what you pass. In other words, if you threw it b'shogeg two amas, even if the second two amas was b'mezid, what's the difference? You can't stop it anymore. So it's a shogeg yisharein b'yadalakva, b'kiv m'shachoz v'shachach, and once you forgot again, chayiv delo nigmer melocha ad shas hanochah shisaf shogeg. If I threw it b'shogeg, and then I remembered in the middle that it was mezid, and then I remembered again. Now, if I remembered in the middle of mezid and then it landed, I'm potter, because it, like the Mishnah said. But over here, before it landed, I forgot again. So there, you'd be chayiv over there, because it's like the whole thing is one big shogeg, even though I remembered in between, but it didn't land. It didn't land with my mezid. It landed with my shogeg. So elabeth ever speaking more b'mavir, where I could have stopped. So since I could have stopped after four amos, comes out that when I stopped the mezid. I'm potter for the carbon. I feel Rav, that's what he says. See, bizarre, we show Elamavir. So therefore, Rabba, who learns that you're potter, why? Because when you finish the Dalet Amos, you were b'mezid, and you could have stopped right there. He says the case is speaking about where I walked it through, I carried it through. That's the first opinion, Rabba and potter. So Rava Amr is the case. Rava Mechayev, Rabba is the same thing. He says, I feel Rabbanan. Even according to Baradama Yeshidi Lechatzashir, that knowledge of Lechatzashir counts. And therefore, by the case of Kosef Shteyosius, your potter, because they were done with two separate gears. Hosam v'biyado, there you could have stopped. Avalocha de'en biyado. Here it's not in your power to stop it. Lo, you're not, it's not considered knowledge, because it's, you did, that knowledge of in middle doesn't count, because it's one big action. My even Mavri, if you're speaking about walking it through, Harei biyado, El Bazarik. So Rava says it's speaking of Zorei. So they're really not arguing. Rava says, over here, that you're chayiv, you know why? Because it's speaking of where I threw it. So where I threw it, and I couldn't stop in the middle, and the beginning was with b'shogeg, and the middle was b'mezid, and the end was b'shogeg, it's one long action, I couldn't stop in the middle. So the beginning and the end is b'shogeg, I'm chayiv a carbon. Rabba says, I'm not speaking about where you threw it, I'm speaking where I walked it. And when I walked it, I could stop. And since I could have stopped at the end of four amos, and the end of four amos, I was amazed. Therefore, you're potter from the carbon. So they don't argue. Rabba and Rabba don't argue, they're talking about different cases. So you're asking a kasha on the beginning of the Mishnah. Your kasha is really on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said the rules are I have to be a shogeg at the beginning and the end of the masa. Beginning is where I throw it, the end is mahanacha. If, like we said, it is one big action, but my knowledge can change the kind of action. Why? Because the hanacha, until it lands, for example, if somebody else intercepted it, I didn't do hanacha and potter anyway. So it's not a complete action until it lands. And at the time that it landed, I was amazed that I'm potter. Now we're saying that if at the time that it landed, I was a shogeg again. I was a shogeg, I forgot, and then I remembered again about Shabbos. It was a long pass, and I forgot where my mind isn't working too well. First, I forgot it was Shabbos, and I remember Shabbos, and I forgot it was Shabbos. Yechayev in that case. So Rabba and Rabba don't argue. Rabba says, Yechayev, where you threw it? Rabba says, your potter, where you walked it. Because when I walked it, at the end of Dalet Amos, I could have stopped right then. That was their point. I was amazed. Omar Rabba. Zorik v'nacha b'fi ha-kelev, b'fi kif shen chayev. So we said like this, that it's going to be like Omar Mar. If you threw it and it landed in the mouth of it, not really. It's not really Omar Mar, because I call it the Mishnah. We said, if kol tekelev, what does kol tekelev mean? a dog intercepted it. You know, you're throwing it over there, you're playing frisbee, and the dog ran in and caught it in the middle. So that's where he caught it. But let's say what's the difference between intercepting and catching it? Catching it is where I threw it to that spot, and that's where it landed, in the dog's mouth, in the other guy's glove, against the wall, whatever. That my machshava was done. Kolti, intercepted, means like intercepted, like somebody else came alongside and intercepted. That wasn't my intention for him to intercept it. Tell that now, you know, to pay. You know, it's too late now. Lost the game. Amrav zorak v'nocha b'fia kelev o b'fia kesh. If I threw it and it landed in the mouth of the dog or in the mouth of the furnace and burned up, you're chayev. Ivanantan kolta achar o kolta kelev. We learned that if it was intercepted by a dog or a person or a dog, or shnisfa potter. It says hosmo machav, and there was my intention for it to land there. My intention was for it to go somewhere else. Like we say, he intercepted it. Hachad machav, and over here, that was my intention. Amrav bibi barabai afananamitim. Same rishus. We're talking about all rishus aravim. All rishus aravim. It's all rishus aravim. The yisra over here is dalaramas. You could give a tzir and say that it was a different rishus also. You could say we're not. We're talking about stam adam. You could talk. You could talk.
If his kavan was to throw it in the same rishus aravim,
dalaramas. 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 Yeah. Yeah. The dog catches it after Dalaramas, before it landed. If you threw it and it didn't go Dalaramas, then you're potter anyway, because you didn't throw out Dalaramas, which is a rab. You're only chayiv if it went a minimum of Dalaramas, but it has to land. Before it landed, if the dog intercepted it, you're potter.
What's interesting is that Mara does not consider that to be a fulfillment of his kavanah, even though it basically did his kavanah, which is to throw it out of.
No, yeah, but his kavana was for a land in a specific spot. I wanted it to throw it. It wasn't just tam dalaramas. It was I wanted to throw it. I wanted it to hit the goal line. I wanted to throw it and hit a spot over there. Or I wanted to throw it to you. You're just standing there with a glove, and I'm throwing it to you. And he came along and intercepted it. Right, that's right. All right. Afanan amitinin. Amar bibi barabaya. Afanan amitinin. We learn a similar thing about that your kavana has to be done. Where do we see it? Famous memory we've had many times. It's possible to eat one bite, one kezias. Chayev ladav zayin chayev four chatos v'ashem and asham me'ilas echad. What is that? A tomei, a person's tummy who ate chaylev. Number one, you're chayev for eating chaylev. Number two, vu nosa, it's also nosa. Min amukdoshen, and it's hegdish in your tummy. So you're chayev. That's asham me'ilas for eating, for being mo'ab hegdish. And you're also chayev a carbon because you are a tamei who ate hegdish, and it's Yom Kippur. Okay, you ate all these things. You're chayev on Yom Kippur. Okay, Rebbe. So you're chayev four things for eating and one ashamus. Rebbe Yom Afam Ha'isa Shabbos. Let's say it was Shabbos Votziu B'fiv, and you took it out in your mouth while you're eating it. You're walking out with it. You're walking out from Shisur Yachas Shisur Ram. You're chayev. Amrulah. They told him Einam and Hashem. Maybe indeed you're chayev. You see, this is going with the shita that there's no Erev and Atzah in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not chayev for carrying like Shabbos is. Otherwise, you'd be chayev for Yom Kippur for that too. But the mayor says, if it was Shabbos, you're also chayev for carrying. They told him, you're right that you're chayev for carrying, but we're talking about eating. You're chayev for eating. You're chayev four times chatas and one time asham just for eating something. You're saying, besides that, you're also chayev for carrying. We're not talking about carrying. Okay. Why are you chayev for carrying? Ein derech otzah b'kach. That's not the normal way you carry. Carry is you carry, you put it in your pocket. Who carries it? You don't carry food in your mouth. El kivin dechavim machshavoso. Since his kavana was to put it in his mouth and carry it, Farshim explained it's like the comparison is because he's machshav something, even if it's not dalaramas. You have the power to say it's choshev to me, even though let's say the baseball glove is not dalaramas, but I wanted it to land there. I'm machshav it here too. I'm machshav my mouth, even though it's not. Dal by tal tzvachim, not dalamas, but dal by tal tzvachim. It's still I'm machshavet. El kivin the kamachavshim machshavaso machshavaso meshavalei makom. It's like a makom. It's like a place to land. Hachanam kivin the kamachav machshavaso meshavalei makom. In other words, just like you say over there, that making my kavanah to carry it in my mouth makes it choshev. The same thing. Shetzachoch because I want to eat it while I'm walking. I'm machshavet. I'm machshavet for otzah zubafiv. In other words, since I'm machshavet, I want to eat that way. I'm eating the hot dog on the way to the game, whatever. I'm machshir, that's what I want to do. So therefore, I'm machshir for carrying it. It's the same thing over here. I'm machshir. So Achanami keeping the machshir machshir also m'shavalei makom for carrying it. Since I'm machshir for eating, I'm machshir for carrying also. Or the Achanami could also be going in our case. Afananami tanina that since I'm machshir, I wanted to land in that spot. That's considered choshev. So in one case, we said if the dog's mouth or it got burnt by something or somebody picked it up in the middle, you're a potter. In one case, you say you're chayev. Why are you chayev? You said that doesn't land. The answer is, I'm machshir, I wanted to land there. That makes it choshev and it makes him a makom choshev for hanacha. Hanacha Zorah brings in a new parak. Habona, what is this parak doing over here? If you look back in that Dafayin Gimel, Bona was before Hotzah, that we just talked about Hotzah, and Zorek is told of Hotzah. So Tosa says right away, Tzorach Litein Tam, a Maitana Bona Acha Zrika Hotzah. Why is Bona learned after Zrika Hotzah? Tosa doesn't give you the time. He says you have to look for a reason. So I'm not among those who, when Tosa doesn't give you the reason, says you could think of the reason. You know, like the Rebbe used to say, Tosa says Tzorach Yin Gadol, and you come along and you give a reason. If Tosas says Sarchi and Gadol, he thought of your reason already. So he needs a reason. It's nice to darshan about it, but why is this? Why is the order over here Bona? Bona is one of the 39 malachas that we mentioned. We said a Bona, coming into Nevochai, how much do you have to build? What's building? Build a whole house, build a little bit, any amount. He says, a Bona Koshu, any amount. Anything you do in building is Chayev. Bamasata Sarchi, chisel. See, that's like a, we'll talk about the Gemara, is chiseling a tolda of Bona, or is it a tolda of the next one, Amaka Bapapish? Makaba Papish means hitting it with the hammer, which means really completing the item. Now, I might complete the item at a certain stage and you may want to continue it further. But if it's an item that can be considered complete, that's called Makaba Papish. They're two separate malachas, Bona and Makaba Papish. Uva Matzat, or if you hit it with a Patish, or Matzat is like a bigger, like a sledgehammer. Hakodeh Kosh, if you bore a hole, the Gemara Express explained that, boring a hole is usually you bore it in order to fill it, as opposed to Menachem just making a hole in something where you don't intend to fill it. So Hakodeh Kosh Uchayit. And so all the idea is any amount here, there's no shear for this, it's not like a gazayas or something, any amount Uchayit. Zakal, Kolosu Malacha, Umalachtam is Gayemis Beshabbos. If you get a Malacha, the word Shabbos here is misplaced, it should be Kolosu Malacha Beshabbos. Umalachtam is Gayemis, and it's something that it could stay the way it is. That's the complete finish of Chayim. Shemuel Yomer Afa Maka Bakurnas Al Asadin, right? B'shas Melacha Chayim. The person with the sledgehammer would take the item and take the piece of metal and bang on it. He put that on an anvil and bang on it. And what we'll see later on, they did this in Mishkan also. Sometimes he'd bang and bang and bang, and then remove the plate and bang on the anvil in order to keep the hammerhead nice and smooth, so it shouldn't damage the plate. So that's also, that's a makab akornis alasad on the anvil. It's like you're fixing something. So that's also malach. We'll see, we don't pass it, even though that was done, and that's the normal way you work it. It was done in Mishkan, but we don't pass it, and that's a malach. What do you mean any amount? What is any amount? What is that good for you? What do you mean any amount? The tiny amount? What is that? It's got to be something of substance. Because just like a poor person makes a hole in the ground, even a small hole, he bores a small hole, he does something to keep his money there. Right? So that's even a small amount, a very small hole accomplishes something. And where do we see the same thing by Mishkan? The Kavaska by Mishkan, Shekhen Topi, is the people who used to sew the curtains, Chofrin Guma, they used to make a hole in the ground, Latzniyabo Machtein. They used to store their needles in the ground. Abayomer, even the Mishtachi, they didn't store their needles in the ground because they became rusted. They didn't do that way. Ella, so don't forget about because of storage. Storage, you don't find storage in the base of Mishkan, in the Mishkan, so you can apply it to current events, to regular Masim on Shabbos. Ella, she came ani osa pitute kira tana lishbos olaf teira. A poor person who might have a very small pot to cook with, to cook for Shabbos, what he'll do is he'll make very small legs, like a little tripod, to put the pot. The pots were usually earthenware, and you'd put that like on a little metal tripod. So you'd make a small thing for that. That's a very, very, very tiny thing. It's almost, today we call that like a toy tripod, or a toy pot. El shekein oni osa pitute kiriktana, which was like to put the care on that. Tana, the Kavasa Simon by a Mishkan, Mavashli Simonon, the ones he used to cook the dyes, Litzpah Yerios to dye the curtains, Shechosra Malachdon, let's say they had just enough. You know, they made a batch, and they had just enough, and then they were missing a little bit. They need a little bit more. So what they would do is osim petutei tirtan. They'd also make these legs for a small, very small kettle. Mishul Soleil to put the kettle on top of that. Petutei tirtan to make these small, like again, small legs of a tripod to put a yorktan also. Rav Acha Yaakov says, no, in the Mishkan Shiras, they didn't do it that way in the Mishkan. They didn't make just enough. They had v'amlocha hosa dayim v'hoser. They always made plenty. They did it in good amounts. So that wasn't the way they did it in the Mishkan. So don't say they did the Mishkan that way, therefore it's a malacha here too. Elishkan balabayas, sheshon nekabay barasa. Let's say a regular balabayas has a hole in his house, right? After the water's coming in, right?
Yeah.
He's got holes in the house. The sosmo, and he fills it up, stuffs it up. That's what it is. The kavas gavim Mishkan also, shekain kerish nefil bodur. And let's say you had these crushes we talked about the other day, the boards, that got a worm ate through one of them. Matav otocha aver, what he would do is he would sink in their molten lead, drop in their molten lead, besosmo, and seal it up that way. And so that was done in the Mishkan. Yeah, remember we said the carriage had to be made from one whole piece. You couldn't put pieces together. But if a little worm got in and made a little hole in one, you could seal it up that way. So the same way, that's what we say, kol shu lamaya, bona kol shu, even a small sealing up of a hole is all considered bona. Now, when they build stones, they're laying the cornerstone, which is always a common thing, you know, when they build a building, they lay the cornerstone. So just placing it, you know, you have the stone that was already quarried and fixed, and you place it in the ground well. Now, how do you place it in the ground? You know, you make sure you bring a level there, make sure it's straight, and that it's firm in the ground. Now, you didn't put any cement on, you didn't add anything to it. You're just placing it on the ground, but you're putting it in a way that it's firm. You could start building on top of that. That's called mitzadeh, you know, moving it on the side, placing it properly. That's Evan Chayef. Basically, what do you mean, Chayef for binyan just for that? Basically, Echanosin is Evan. If one guy puts the stone down, the Echanosin said, the other guy puts the cement on it, Hanosin is a tit Chayef, because the stone is not building. The stone's going to fall right off. So who's Chayef? The person who puts cement on, because that's bona, that's a proper structure that's going to stay. So how can you say that just inside of this hut? Well, Tamechi says, that's Akasha. And you must say, but look at the safe of the very same price that you bought, that you brought down. Even if you just put a brick, you just place the brick on the row on top, you're chayef for that. That wasn't sticking into the ground real well, and certainly wasn't with cement. On top of the last row, you're chayef. There's three kinds of, you can call it phases, three different kinds of building. And it's not that one is proper, one's improper, it's where you are. To saw, mitzvah, you have the lower level, the middle level, and the upper level. To saw, the first level, the bottom of a bite, today, va'afra. The bottom level needs no cement. All it needs is placing in the ground real firm, digging it real, like, you know, having loose dirt there, and putting it in real firm, and like surrounding it with dirt. So that it's firm by itself. That's the lowest level. Mitzia, the middle levels, that means not just one level, you could have 100 bricks on top. Boy, namitina, that needs cement. Eloi, the top level, once the whole wall is already built, and you only have to put stones at the top, that doesn't require anything. You just place it on top. If it's a little bit off, not so bad, because you don't need any bricks to pour it. You don't need stones to put on top. If you need stones further on top, then everything has to be perfectly level, cemented and everything. But here, but the top level doesn't require it all. So it all depends on which one. So if you're doing the bottom, the cornerstone, the first level, then that's considered binyan even without cement, as we said. The middle levels is only with cement. The upper level is just placing on the top is also considered binyan. Ba mesatis, and if you chisel, mesatis mishumai mechayev. So we said in the Mishnah, mesatis is chayev, chiseling. What are you chayev for? Rav amar mishum bonu, shmul amar mishum makav apatis. Machlokas here. Rav says it's because of building, and Shmuel says it's because of makav apatish, finishing the product. Okay, that's the first thing, chiseling. And the same machlokas from Evan, two other cases. Sa'usa, neka, balu, shaltana, golem. Let's say you have a chicken coop. It's made out of wood, and the stench is terrible, so you place holes in there, air holes in there to let the stench out. Rava, mer, mishum boni, chayev, bona. Making the holes is part of the construction. Shmuel says, mishum makav apatish. Ayol, shufsa, b'kofina, demara. Let's say I put a pin A spade has a handle. How does the end of the spade, the metal part, get attached? Because in the handle there's a hole, and I put a pin through the hole attaching the metal to the handle. Putting that in, what are you chayav for? Bona ayel shifts of a kfina demara, rava mishim bona shmulam shemakim bapadish. Utsricha. Utsricha. Now, normally we have a call of ein binyan bekalim. How could it be bona? This is more than a kli, obviously. This is considered like a whole big product over here. It's not just a kli. Shmulakim bapadish. Utsricha. Maybe Tosef has Bavaga. Tosef has the Kasha. Bavaga become the Ein Binyan Mekalim, even the Ein Mekalim. Omri, Dinadavka, Barzoris, but the treason of a Menorah Chuyas, of a Binyan Gomor Machayev can become Kasha. That's like Kaka also. So that's what he says there. So the same Machlokas we have in three cases. Rabbi, Mishimbo, 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 Patash. Utsricha, why do you need the Machlokas in all three cases? Diashmin, Kamais, if I tell me the first case, Bahikom Rabbi, Mishimbo, Derek, Binyan Mekalim. That's normally the way you can do construction, chiseling. That's normally Binyan. Avalosa, Nekev, Balul, Sotanagol, making a hole after you finish building it. Then derech binyan mekach, aim a modelish, maybe that he would modelish well that that's makav apatish. Vishmin and Baha'akam Rav. And if you tell me that second case, there Rav says that it's makav apatish. That's binyan. Mishim the dome, it's like construction because you're making holes, you're building in the walls. David, you made it for the air, which people make construction in their house also. You make air holes, you make windows, etc. Avalosa, Bekhina, Demara, then derech binyan mekach. That's not normally the way to build something. Aim a motor shmo, that's only makro patish. Once he says all those from Yeshmi and Baal Baal Kamashmo, maybe Shmo will only note over there that what that's makro patish because it's a kli. Baal Bahanach Tati, but in the first two cases, that's real construction in Merlurab and Merlurab, that what that's construction. So therefore, we need a machlokis in all three cases. Why are you chayiv? He asked him the same question. What is chiseling chayiv for? So he went like this. You know, he said, Makav HaPatish. He says, that's what you're chayav for. Makav HaPatish. I have an Antana Masatas via Makav HaPatish. Our mission is Masatas and Makav HaPatish. Mashmah, two separate things. Ema Masatas, ha Makav HaPatish. That's how I will explain it. So therefore, the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel can stand. Is Masatas, is it Binyan, like Rav says, or is it ha Masatas, ha Makav HaPatish? Toshma, this Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, which, who is correct? Hakodeach, if you bore something where you want to fill it in, that's like you're building. I understand why you're chayev, because it's like building. Building, he says, making a hole is also building. El Shmuel, lav gemar melacha. According to Shmuel, that's not gemar melacha. Why? Because since you're going to fill it in, and you see if you're going to fill it in, why should you be chayev? This isn't making a hole, according to Shmuel, is if it's not makav patish, if you're going to still do something with it, you're not chayev binyan for that. So Chamayaskinen, the Bazi Baram said the Parzala, what happened was here is you put in a big nail in there, you pierced it with a big nail, the Shafkin, you left it inside, like for hanging something in the Hainu Gemar Malacha. And that's why it's Gemar Malacha, and that's why Shmuel would say, you're Chayiv in the Kaskel, Koshu Chayiv. See, according to Rav, that says Nekev is a Binyan. So it's also, this is a Binyan, because here it's here you're going to fill it, Hainami Binyanu, Koshu. But even you're going to fill it up, how are you hold a Binyan, Kudach, it's good. But according to Shmuel, it says Nokev is not bona here. So Bishlam and Nekev, it's not that you're not gonna, like well, you're not going to finish up anything. So it's Makav HaPatish. But if it's not Makav HaPatish and it's not Binyan, because you still have to fill it, it's not Makav HaPatish here, and the Nekev alone is not Binyan. What are you chayav for? The answer is here. This is finishing it because you put a hole in it and you left the nail in the hole. All right, we'll pick it up here tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem Zerah Klal.